Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it's been really fun to sit here and get to chop it up with you, bro. And just remember, we're all patriots. You know that, right?
Are you going to be a patriot?
Are you going to be a patriot?
Do you want to be a patriot?
I'm trolling.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss the trolling. We're done with that now. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Of course, that was AJ with Gronk and Edelman on the It's Raining Men podcast back in
Dudes on Dudes.
Raining Men.
Is it Dudes on? What's the real name?
It's Raining Men.
Doesn't matter.
Hallelujah, it's Raining Men.
It's actually Men on Top of Men.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not downloading that one. All right, before we go any further with your phone calls.
Not on the work computer,
no,
at least.
No, I'm not doing that. Let's unpack what some people around the league are saying about the deal and what the Eagles, you know, what kind of player AJ still is at this point. So first, let's go to Jeff McClain here. And it really, this is interesting from the perspective of how AJ views this offense and what AJ thinks of himself here. Compared to maybe what I think AJ at this point, or what the league thinks AJ, or what his value was. Here's Jeff McClain talking about that.
You know, he won his Super Bowl. He said, the question I asked him right before the start of training, or at the start of training camp, it's like, hey, you've accomplished this. You won the Super Bowl. You've been there twice. You've got all pros. You're considered one of the best receivers of your generation. You know, what else is there at this stage of your career? And he's like, essentially, Hall of Fame, legacy. Mm-hmm. And this offense, I guess he views it, and the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, in part, he views that as like kind of keeping him from reaching reaching the Hall of Fame, perhaps, or cementing that legacy. We'll see what happens in New England, and if he can kind of reach that with a very young quarterback and whatever else they got going on there.
I mean, Hugh, that tracks with everything, and we've kind of felt that he feels the quarterback and the passing game held him back. It tracks.
Yeah. With that being said, it's like it just felt like it got unattainable. It was one of those things where you just couldn't fix this thing. But when I look at what Drake May did last year, there's a strong possibility that he might slump this year.
Could.
It's a strong possibility.
Yeah. He was really good during the regular season last year. He was second MVP voting.
But you know, when you talk about that playoff performance, wasn't that great?
No, it was poor.
Was it three games in the playoffs that he played in?
They played four.
Yeah, but three of them he didn't play well. Because it was one they played the Texans, it was just bad quarterback play all around.
It was awful, I agree.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, if you're saying, to me, all things being equal, Jalen, at this point, and I know Drake's not been in that long, but he's the better quarterback, and your chances, to me, are better with Jalen than they are with Drake.
Well,
Madden.
But hold on. What are the chances of what? Winning?
Having success.
We're getting the ball.
Having the success. Mm-hmm. I think it's with Jalen.
But what do you mean by success?
Yeah, getting him the ball.
No.
I think it's better with Jalen.
Mays a better thrower.
Listen to what I said. I said that there's a chance that Drake May will have a slump this season because of the way he plays.
I agree with you.
I think same chance of Jalen, though.
But wait. But if Drake May slumps from being the second-best quarterback in the regular season, right, because he finished second behind Stafford in MVP voting?
Yeah.
He slumps to 12.
Wasn't Jalen MVP voting at one time, too?
MVP voting? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I can't say that.
You're right, Hugh. He was in 2022.
Yep. Yes.
But what is this version of Jalen? Like
this version of Jalen, I think he's going to rise to the occasion. Now, if I was a betting man, between the two, and I'm just talking strictly on what I've seen so far, I would say, I know that Drake May has a tremendous upside. Let me say that first. But to me, it feels like Jalen's more the sure thing at this point.
I don't agree. I
hear you, but I don't look at it like that. I understand
well, AJ
that
does.
When you talk, I know, and that's the chance that you're taking, mm-hmm. and you hope it works out. But I feel like in this situation, to me, obviously AJ doesn't feel this way. I think Jalen is the better bet.
But for just this year or the next two or three years?
Well,
Because for the next two or three years, I mean,
I understand what we're talking about. I definitely understand what we're talking about.
One guy's 22, 23, 24, whatever he is.
Put it like this, because there was some speculation that the Kansas City Chiefs were in this thing with A.J. Brown as the guy. Your chances are way better than any of those other two.
Well, of course.
So it's just kind of odd to me that you're willing to hit yourself to your Hall of Fame career, because that's what we're talking about. That's what he want. To a guy that has not been in the league that long, hoping that they'll get you to football.
I'll say this. It's not just, like, the quarterback's a big part of it, but it's not the only part of it.
It's Vrabel.
It's who else is in the offense.
And putting you in a position where you're going to get fed a whole lot.
Who's getting targets on that team other than AJ?
A whole lot.
Well, because that's the coach is going to say, get him the ball.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, and our offense is going to be the opposite.
The fact that you gave up as much as you gave for him, he's going to be the premier receiver in your offense. But again,
does it give anyone any pause that AJ just doesn't think Jalen is the guy? Like, does that move the needle for anyone that AJ Brown, a very
well, no, because AJ's a bum now.
Okay, sorry,
remember?
I forgot. I'm just saying that he's a very accomplished wide receiver, very accomplished, and he basically. I mean, you just heard Jeff McClain. He thinks this quarterback held him back. I mean, it's eye opening when you kind of think about
it. It's more to it than I think. It's more to it than that, though. I think there's a combination of him not liking the way AJ played, Jalen plays,
yeah.
But it just feels like it's more to it than
that. Well, I know, I agree. There's more to it.
He was happy to be here.
But Jalen played better then. Did he not?
No, I'm not denying that. But again, you have those ups and downs in your career. You're hitching your wagon. The point that I'm making is you're hitching your wagon to a young quarterback who had a good year last year, but for the most part, it's unproven. Remember when C.J. Stroud had his season, and everybody's talking about, oh, he's the second coming? Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen this before. So, we've seen this from young quarterbacks before.
I guess the question is, what's more likely? That, like, those, because it feels like Drake May's on the ascent, right? It was just his second year. He played well, right? But Jalen might be on the descent of his career. I mean, that's obviously AJ feels a certain way about all this. That's why he's a New England Patriot. All right, a couple more things to back to your phone calls. Let's hear from Albert Breer. Albert Breer was on the Dan Patrick Show talking about the situation. First, let's hear about the split and how AJ is viewed here in Philadelphia. Let's hear it.
Contrary to public belief, he's very well liked in that locker room. He's more popular than Jalen Hurts in that
locker
room.
But why wasn't he happy?
What I would say on that, this guy is an ultra competitive guy, right? I think too often we make the mistake of assuming a guy can be competitive about his team's performance and not as competitive about his individual performance.
You've been saying that. I mean, you've kind of echoed things like that a lot. Like, you understand he wants to dominate, and you're trying to understand what he said by that. But it's weird for me on a team as good as the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on an average team.
Yeah.
I get the, I want to win. I also want to do a lot and have my numbers. This is a team that's played in two of four Super Bowls, and it just seemed like it wasn't enough for him.
It feels to me like he feels that somebody wasn't living up to the standard that they sold to the fan base. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. And this is me recklessly speculating. This is not me pointing fingers at anybody. This is me listening to what's being said. And also marrying that with what was written this year and how he perceived it.
Right.
This is not my personal feelings. But it feels to me that he felt like the public persona that Jalen has and his work ethic in that he saw they were in two different places. That's what when you hear stuff when he's talking about, you know, if we set the standard, we got to work to it. I'm ad-libbing here, but basically saying that we're not working hard to be who we say we want to be. That's basically what he's saying, and everything is pointing towards the quarterback when he says stuff like that. And if it's fair or not, don't know. You know, Jalen's accomplished a lot, and I think that's the reason why it's such a hard pill for people to swallow, because it's like, okay, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by saying, you know, it's a S show? Run around these parts. What does that mean when you see the quarterback doing what he's doing? So this is a side of this that we are not privy to. But then you have the flip side where, you know, you hear Brandon Graham say, one's trying.
Mm-hmm. 11.
11's not.
Yep.
So there's a lot to unpack here. And you know what? To be honest, folks, I don't think we're ever going to get the real reason why all of this has happened. You know, it's just amazing that this story that, you know, the reckless speculation that dropped last night, you could probably take some pieces out of that and say, okay, maybe there's something to it, but I don't know how much you can. And that's the unfortunate thing about it. We're never going to know.
Well, that's why I think the answer is it's 15 things combined, right? It's a perfect
storm.
Yeah,
it's a few things.
All right, let's hear one more. Albert Breer talking about the locker room. And, you know, did they actually move on from the guy that's most popular in that locker room compared to the other one?
There's like a little bit of a split. Like some people think he has lost a step, and then other people think he looked a little disinterested last year.
No.
Like the frustration had boiled over. And so, look, he's still beloved in that building. You want this to be as clean as it possibly can be if you're the Eagles, because the guy's done a lot of good for you. But, you know, based on where he is with the quarterback, I think it's just sort of time.
Yeah, that's my fault. The first one he's talking about the locker room, that one he's talking about the split on, was he disinterested last year, Hugh, or is he in decline? I mean, that's... In a weird way, I can't wait to watch him in New England, right? Like because
you want to see, and I think
he is in decline, and I don't think AJ Brown's going to have 1,500 yards this year and make us all look ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think those legs are what they used to be. Now, will he be better? Maybe. I mean, he might have one year where he puts it all together because he's motivated, but will he have one of those seasons he had 4 years ago? I doubt that. But Hugh, we're going to start seeing it. He's the first game of the season.
Yeah, and he's going to be the focal point of the offense. I would imagine they're going to feed him a lot.
Would it make you more upset if he dominates?
No.
So if there's two options here, one is he's declining and one he was disinterested. If he dominates, that means my theory of decline was wrong, and the only thing that would make sense is he gave half-ass effort.
I mean, that's what it kind of feels like it's going to be, you know.
So, but wouldn't that upset you?
It wouldn't upset me because I empathize with that.
Oh, stop.
No, seriously, Joe. Effort. Listen. How crazy.
Half-ass?
No, listen to what I'm saying. And we don't understand that because it's us, right? We don't understand it because it's Philadelphia. And it's great here. I say it is great here. I didn't want to be in Jacksonville after a while. And I told them that at the beginning of the season. I was like, I don't want to be here. I said that. And I used to hate going to work every day. And I know people calling in and talking about, oh, well, you know, it's your job. If you hate going, like, this job in the NFL is no different than the job you work every day. If you're not if you're not happy at your job, you're not happy. And you're not going to go above and beyond to do anything at your job.
Well,
I don't care how much money you make.
Well, hold on.
Listen to what I'm saying. Just listen to what I'm saying for a minute. If he's unhappy here, if he's unhappy with the situation, it has the potential to affect your play.
I agree with you, but there is a difference to me between going above and beyond and just giving effort. Like, so if you're so, like, let's say there's 100% you have in the tank, and if you above and beyond is 110, if he's given 60% effort, that's unacceptable.
Well, Joe, if he's not happy, it's probably hard for him to give effort.
Being a professional.
No fan is ever going to accept
that. You know
that.
What? No. Everybody out here who works a job is a professional. Mm-hmm. And it's some people that work in their professional jobs that aren't happy in their jobs. So what are they?
But hold on.
His job is to entertain us.
Okay, but his job is to take care of his family. I understand what you're saying, but that's
But he signed the contract.
Just because you signed the contract doesn't mean that you're happy in the job you're in.
Well, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying the fans should have a standard to expect these players to uphold, and that's to give the effort that you're paid to give.
Okay, you're paid to give an effort, but sometimes you're not happy, and that's just the nature of the beast.
You're giving me the why. I'm saying I don't respect that.
That's fine. You don't have to respect it, but there's people that work in their job every day that don't want to be in it. We don't disrespect them.
No, but hold on.
Their job isn't to entertain me and put their best effort out there.
There is a difference between
for me. Damn that. If he's not happy, he's not happy.
You're missing it. You think AJ was the only unhappy person on the offense?
Nope.
Do we think Devontae was happy at times last year? Mm-hmm. I didn't see him dogging it. We had Jason Avon in here who said he watched him. He didn't block.
Joe.
I'm just telling you right now, if he goes to New England and dominates, it is a terrible look for all of us because it means it was in his body and he didn't give a crap. Or, let's not forget this, maybe the ball should have got to him and the quarterback didn't get it to him. The only way I feel good is if he struggles in New England. If he can't run anymore, I'm just being honest. The only way I feel good about this is if he's in decline, because that means what we saw last year was more of he can't move the way he used to, and then, all right, everyone lives with that.
It's an easier pill to swallow if he's in decline.
Absolutely. If he has 1,500 yards.
For you. Yeah, I got you. That's what I'm saying. For you, it's easier.
We're the fans.
I understand that, but it's about him.
No, it's not.
In this situation, when you talk about being disgruntled, it's about him felt.
Everyone that calls in, everyone that sits on their couch to watch the Eagles every Sunday knows it's about them.
And listen.
We're the fans.
I'm coming from his perspective. It's about him and how he's feeling.
I know. Screw him.
I don't care about him at all anymore.
Well, seriously. I mean, he just forced his way off of my team.
I get that.
Okay. I'm not AJ Brown's cousin. Okay. I don't give a crap.
You're not AJ Brown's cousin, but my job when I'm sitting here is to give you a perspective that we don't all have. And that's what I'm doing. That is my job, sitting in his chair right now, is to tell you why he potentially was acting the way he was.
And I accept your why, it's not right by him to do that.
I'm not saying it's right.
His reasons, and you could be right about his reasons. I don't accept his reasons and how he acted.
Okay, fair enough.
I also think there's probably a player on every team that, for whatever reason, is disgruntled every year, right? There's 53 guys, right? It's math. There's a difference between being disgruntled and just, like, there were plays where people wondered in that playoff game if he was just quitting.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And if he has a huge season in New England, we'll go back to that. We'll say, maybe he was quitting.
Say,
maybe it was. And if he struggles in New England and he can't get open anymore, we'll go back and say, oh, that actually probably was it. Like, we're going to have an answer on last season, in effect, based on how he plays next season. That's how this works. All right. This segment, of course, sponsored by Bet365. Let's go to Mark in Jersey. Feels like he fits in right now. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen.
Mark.
Let me start off with this. It takes a lifetime to build a reputation, but only moments to destroy it. That sums up the tenure of A.J. Brown. Now, let me ask you, Joe. Joe, you and Hugh, can you help me?
We'll try.
How do you sign a $90 million extension with the Eagles and then immediately purchase a custom-made Patriots rug for your entertainment?
I don't know, Mark. I can't answer.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I can't explain that.
That is the definition of bat crazy. I mean, that's got to be. How do you show your appreciation for a team that gave you life-changing money by doing so? And when I heard that from Maria Taylor, I just said, you know what? I'm not shocked at anything else this guy does. But anyway, I mean, not only that, I think he should not be allowed in the Ring of Honor down the road. I mean, all the good he did gets wiped out. And the culmination of it was that playoff game. He gave 100% effort at giving zero effort. I'm going to repeat that. He gave 100% at giving zero effort. You know how hard that is to do? And he did it. You know? I mean, he's from the South. So he probably listened to a lot of Luke growing up. But Hugh, he should have listened to more EPMD. Because if he listened to more EPMD, he would know business, never personal. Bars.
I heard that, Mark.
That
bars.
Stuff with off the field with Jalen, all that. He's got to separate personal stuff from business. You know, and
he couldn't do it.
And, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why he, you know, should go more with the EPMD route, you know. But what do you think?
No, I mean, I agree. I agree with you. I mean, but everybody's not built like that. The simple fact that this man sat up there after the Super Bowl and talked about he was unfulfilled. Mm. That was one that it had us scratching our heads for a long time. And we know you talk about somebody who vibrates differently. He definitely does. There's no question about that. So, you know, when I sit here and I say what I say.
When I heard that.
No, you got it. Good. You got it. No, you got
it. The microcosm of everything was just that Maria Taylor. I mean, really, dude? You went out, he had a Patriot rug custom made in his TV room for 2 years.
Let me see.
Explain that.
I don't know if it was custom made, but we about to.
Well, whatever it was, it's ridiculous. I mean, Mark,
I got to put my spit on.
No, I know.
But when you said, you know, I'm
sauce on there.
You
for
know
Mark,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm literal, so I got to see. Yeah, you got a custom made picture. Yeah, that was pretty good though.
That was good. That was a little gas. A little gas.
Yeah, we needed that today. Mark, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, the Patriots rug was ridiculous. I mean, not surprising considering what was Saquon in February said, yeah, AJ's still, he's still a Patriots fan, which blew me away then. It blew me away. I just, all of it the last couple days, it's why this is a lot for people, because it's both sides of, he had a great four-year run here. They met the two Super Bowls. He caught touchdowns in the Super Bowl, but it's at the end of this thing has been totally annoying.
He paid $29, and he got that thing overnight too. They overnight that thing if you want it.
He paid $29 for the rug.
It says Patriot. It says Fan Mats. It's called Fan Mats. New England Patriots Man Cave Starter Mat Accent.
That's wonderful. It really,
it's
is
overnight. Let me see if I can find me an Eagle. I'm gonna get me an Eagle.
This is gonna be the new Bryce Harper protein powder.
I think
$29. Hey Kyle, $29. That's in my wheelhouse.
All right, that's enough. Steal. Let's go to Trust. Trust in the Northeast. What's up, Trust? Trust, go once. Go twice.
Can't trust them.
That Eagles won a little bit more. It was a little bit more pricey. The Eagles won a little bit more pricey.
Is that your price range?
No, it's like I could probably swing. That's $34 though.
Hold on, it was $5 more dollars than you putting up a stink. $5.
I'm just saying, man. I wasn't prepared.
This guy crying poor over here. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up,
man?
Guys. The NFL has done it again, and they trumped the NBA. On a week where the NBA final starts in one day, the sports world is talking about these two trades, man. And that's why the NFL is the greatest sport. Now, AJ, guys, he got what he wanted, and I hope he knows the grass ain't greener on the other side, guys. But AJ can say that I can tell the Eagles he don't want to give the offense a shot, because a lot about Jalen Hurts. And for the Eagles to say, we think you lost this step, so we're not going to pressure. We don't care. We're going to let you go to where you want to go, guys. Guys, this offense last season, it was horrible. And I'm still hearing reports about, you know, I heard reports about, you know, the female or whatever. But I say good riddance to AJ, guys. And that stupid post that he posted on that Patriot jersey as a kid, guys, he's overdoing it right now. He's overdoing it. He's not even from Boston. I understand you were a Patriots fan as a kid, but you're not even from New England. You're not from that area. So, like, to me, he's a attention seeker. He always has been. And guys, for Howie, everybody's always saying this, Howie season this, Howie season that, guys. But the thing about the Rams, they always make the splash to go get that one player that can change the franchise. And I'm hoping Howie has another magic trick up his sleeve. Because the Rams got better, guys, and we got worse. We subtracted, and they added. And we don't know how these weapons are going to look, you know, with Lemon and the new offense. We don't know that, guys. We don't know how Hurts is going to look in a new offense. But I'm hoping Howie has another trick up his sleeve with that first round and the fifth round picks, because Howie still can make another move with that. And I'm hoping he does, guys, because we got worse. We do not know how this offense is going to look. And I hope AJ sucks next year. I hope the Patriots suck next year. And maybe AJ was holding Hurts back. Maybe the relationship between Hurts and AJ was holding the offense back, guys. But I'm hoping Hurts has a breakout year this year. And AJ, you got what you wanted, man. And they all say it's a business, right? They all say it's a business. How he gave AJ what he wanted? But you saw what the Rams did. The Rams didn't give a rat's ass, and they sent Hurts to Cleveland to die. They told Hurts it's a business. Take your ass to Cleveland. They said it was a business, and we tended to AJ Brown like he didn't put the team through turmoil the last two seasons. And to me, I feel like we kind of played ourselves, because I feel like the Rams got the better of that deal with Cleveland. They got the better of the deal. They should have versus Cleveland, and they got, guys, the Rams, to me, their GM has been working the last couple of years. We always say Howie this, Howie that. But the Rams have been making splashes the last couple of years to get these game changers that can come in and change the organization. Now, Howie can still make a move, like I said, with that first rounder and that fifth rounder. He still might make a move. He still can. So let's see what he can do, guys. But once again, like T.O. and McNabb, you let Eagles get in the way of championships, guys. I'm glad we got one with them, but I feel like we could have got more.
Well, yeah, so Terrence, I think a lot of people feel that way. Terrence, good phone call. 215-592-9494. With Bet365 early payout, you win even if they lose. Get paid out instantly when your team goes up big, even if they blow their lead. Bet365, winning is everything. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. All right, coming up on the other side, all your phone calls on A.J. Brown. Where do you come down today? Like, what is the emotion in you right now? Is it about the tenure, the 4 years, a lot of good, a lot of great from A.J. Brown and Midnight Green, or is it about the end? His legacy here, how you view it. Also, another branch of this is, what does it look like going forward as the two sides go their separate ways? Who has the bigger season? The number one receivers. We'll unpack it all next. 215-592-9494 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.